and welcome to September's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And coming up on this month's show, we'll be joined shortly by the league leaders in the Northwest Division, Clitheroe, and their manager, David Lynch. His counterpart at the current league leaders in the South East Division, Grant Black at Belper Town. We'll also be joined by Dunstan's Chris Wales, Robin van der Laan from Newcastle Town, Danny Granger at Workington, and Neil Baker at Leek Town. But there's only one place we could start this week's show, and that's to the league leaders in the Northwest Division, Clitheroe. David Lynch took over as manager over the close season. They've had a cracking start to this season's league campaign, sitting top of the table, having played four games, won three and just drawn the one. No defeats currently, sitting top of the table on goal difference. We'll be talking to the team currently sitting second shortly. That's Chris Swales and Dunstan. But before that, it's to the manager of the league leaders, Clitheroe. Here's David Lynch. Well, David, a big thank you for joining us, and a cracking start to the season for Clitheroe. Settled into the role quite well, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, all the credit needs to go to the players and the staff because, you know, end of the day, I am a very, very modest person. I'm not going to be the one that takes all the credit for it by any means, because the players have been absolutely superb. I think the levels have gone up week by week. We've looked at it as a management team and looked for areas that we can improve all the way from the start of pre-season. And yeah, like I said, I couldn't have asked any more from the boys, because we had obviously a difficult start to our competitive season with the FA Cup, which, you know, albeit we played a very good team, was disappointing to start off with a defeat, because the club haven't got past that first hurdle for a long time. And that was one that we really wanted to kick on with. But as I said, the reaction from the lads and the squad, the staff, has been absolutely superb. And obviously we're sitting on three wins and one draw from the first four games, which is an unbelievable return. But we won't be getting carried away. We're taking one game at a time, and I keep saying it, it's no more than a decent start. It's a new manager, new management team, new staff, new players. So we'll just keep taking one game at a time and looking to improve.
And when it comes to getting into the role, obviously, you know, you're former captain at the club, so you know the club quite well. But how difficult has that, you know, bedding in being given the situation with COVID and the uncertainty of start dates and squad building and that kind of thing? I mean, it has been challenging, hasn't it? I would assume, as a manager.
Yeah, it was difficult early on. But the good thing about the situation in terms of these mad times that we're living in, it's obviously been horrible for everybody. But the fact that I was on furlough from work allowed me the time to actually do the role in terms of the early stages of the recruitment. Myself and Carl Garner, director of football, got really stuck into the main targets. Our first signing was Billy Priest, and that was one that we worked tirelessly on in terms of the hours that we put in, you know, to get that one over the line. And that was that set the bar really in terms of the players that we wanted to bring into the club. So yeah, it has been difficult, but it's also been rewarding as well. I'm not going to lie, there's been times where you know, you're thinking, bloody hell, it's a lot different to being a player. But no, I said, I've got good people around me, experienced people around me to pluck advice from, and a lot of managers that I speak to Liam Watson quite a bit, and Billy Heath an awful lot, and they've been brilliant with me in terms of the advice they've given me. But yeah, it has been a complete change when you've gone from your sole focus just being on your performances and just getting yourself ready for a match day to the concerns of a full squad and how you get the best out of individuals and, you know, the opposition coming up. It is non-stop at times, and trying to balance that with a full-time job, it is difficult. But what I would say is that I'm really enjoying it, and it's something that you know that I do want to have a good go at.
And normally, you know, in these first interviews of the season, I'd ask you how recruitment's been, but I only have to look at Clitheroe's starting 11 to see how well it's gone. I mean, it's a team packed with talent, isn't it? So you must be pleased with who's been brought into the club and the general shape of the squad as well.
Yeah, I think it's, I keep saying it, I think more so the characters that we brought in, the likes of Gary Stopforth, Craig Hobson, Billy Priestley, they're not only Chris Smallwood, they're not only experienced lads in terms of their ability and the levels they've played at, but the characters in terms of what they demand from the rest of the group, the trainers they play. I have to throw Danny Pilkington into that bracket as well. The experienced players that we've got around the squad to complement the younger players is excellent. But I keep saying it, we're not going to get carried away, because this game has got a habit of when you think you've cracked it and you think, you know, you get a little bit complacent of biting you on the backside. And that's one thing that we won't be as a group, because anybody that's shared a dressing room with me knows what I'm about. And I'm always wanting more. I'm always thinking about the next game. It's even Tuesday night. You know, we had a great result, but as soon as I'm driving back in the car, I'm thinking about Runco and Linnet straight away and how we prepare the lad right for that. And as I said, you know, I've said to the boys from the start that we do our talking on the training pitch and let our performances speak to themselves, and we take one game at a time. That next game is the most important one, because that's Runcorn on Saturday, and You know, yes, it's been a very, very good start, and massive credit has to go to the players and the staff. But I keep saying it, mate, we're not going to get carried away. We're just going to keep working hard and look to take one game at a time and see how we go.
And like you say, I mean, it's really important to take each game as it comes and that and focus on the next hurdle. Runcorn it's away. You got Ramsbottom, though, coming up on Tuesday. I mean, that's looming large, isn't it? So, but that's what you're in the job for, isn't it? These big occasions. What's your take on the games that are coming up?
Yeah, massive test for us. You know, two really, really good teams that have had excellent starts to the season with good managers who you know, obviously set the teams up to try and play an expansive style. So we're looking forward to it. As I said, you know, I haven't even... Got me wrong, we've obviously done our own work on Ramsbottom, but I won't be thinking about Ramsbottom until half past five on Saturday night when the Runcorn Limits game is done with, because that's the way it's always going to be, because I've always been told since I was 13, 14-year-old that you're only as good as your last game and the next game is always the most important one. So, two massive tests for us, but two games where I think, you know, the squad is in the place where it's ready to go. I think the strength and depth that we've got is very good. I'm happy with the attitude of all the lads, and I just think if we keep doing the right things and they keep buying into the professionalism that one of our coaches, Louis Mayers, is bringing in terms of his strength and conditioning background, then I just think that the lads individually and collectively can go from strength to strength. I really do.
Clitheroe manager David Lynch there, current league leaders up at the top of the North West Division of the NPL. Sitting just second, though, in the North West Division, also on 10 points, we've got Dunstan. And Dunstan have had quite a remarkable start to the season, given the fact that they had to self-isolate at game number one of the campaign. So to hear now how they've caught up and got themselves in second spot in the North West Division, on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Dunstan. Here's Chris Wales. Well, Chris, a big thank you for joining us. And obviously, it's been a very interesting pre-season for yourself, a very interesting start to the season. But to be second at this stage, given everything that's been going on, I mean, that's superb. I mean, what have you made of the last couple of months or so?
Well, yeah, it's been very strange pre-season, having started in late June. The fact that, you know, where then we had to isolate for the 2 weeks with having one of our players testing positive, a trialist, and then stuff starts pre-season, and then eventually the season starting. And we're sitting quite pretty at the top of, near the top of the table, but we do know that it's very early doors. We've played, I do believe that if everybody played the same amount of games as us, we'd be seventh or eighth, so we're not getting carried away with things. You know, we've had three good wins in the five games we've played. And if I'm totally honest, I'm quite disappointed that we didn't win all five. But that's just me and being I won too much, I think.
I mean, we're starting to... Dunstan were one of the first teams to suffer from these COVID postponements. We're starting to see more teams, and there are going to be a lot more as well as the winter progresses. How challenging is it as a manager? Because it's not just football matches you're missing, it's training and contact and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, well, then everything that you've worked on and all the fitness that the players have got goes out the window for 2 weeks. And this could... I mean, I'm talking to you now, I could get a phone call between now and tomorrow and to say that somebody's daughter, somebody's son, or somebody's mum has got tested positive and they've been in contact with our players. So it can change things like that. So it really is taking each game as it comes. It really is. And hoping that everybody stays safe and, you know, doing the precautions that you've in the guidelines that you've got to adhere to. But there's nothing you can do. I think this is going to happen, as you say, a number of times. And it's affected us one of the first ones.
And on the monthly show this month, I say that it's quite remarkable. We're actually, as a competition, we're plodding our way through it. And like you said, Dunstan have got to five league games. So we can't look a gift horse in the mouth. We are getting there. And all credit to coaches like yourself and the players and the volunteers for getting the matches played.
Yeah, very much so. Well, in hindsight, I mean, the FA Cup, because of that was last year, that took us a... It eats up all your Saturdays and your Tuesdays and you lose players through injury. And obviously, they don't schedule for a game getting played on a Saturday in the early stages of the FA Cup. So you have to play it later on in the season. So and I wouldn't say it's a godsend because it's very lucrative money-wise for the football club as the FA Cup. We feel more refreshed, if I'm totally honest, having not played Saturday, Tuesday constantly for the last four or five weeks.
I was going to say, you're going to need to be fresh this weekend because you've got two back-to-back games, really, haven't you? On Saturday, you're hosting Prescott, and then on Monday, you're travelling to West Yorkshire to take on Big House Town. How's the squad shaping up for these games this weekend?
Yes, we've got a few coming back from injury, so I think we're just thereabouts in terms of numbers. I mean, we'll address Brick House after the game on Saturday. Our first thoughts go into the Prescott game. Very good side, of course, you know. We look forward to that. This is the third time they've been up the North East in the last 2 weeks, I think. Sunday and RCA and playing Don and then ourselves. So, yeah, we're in for a good game. Look, every game in this league is a good competitive game. Make no bones about it, it's going to be a difficult task against Prescott tomorrow. And one we're looking forward to.
And Chris, with regards to the start, I mean, have you had time really to, like you say, I mean, you would have preferred to have won all five games, but given the start Dunstan have had, where are you tracking versus your own expectations for this season thus far?
Well, we got a good look at it last year, the league, and we bought a few three, with what we're lacking in a few areas, if I'm totally honest. So we've got the few three players in, and Liam Connolly, goalkeeper, Terry Galbraith from Dalton, and Misha Kanda from a local club in Newcastle Benfield. So, I mean, you're never ever 100% happy. But the way the league's shaking up, we'd ideally love to make the playoffs, but I know that's going to be hard. It really is, because it's such a competitive league. The likes of Ramsbottom, Marine, Workington, the likes of Tadcaster, Cone, Trafford, Mossley, Prescott. We're all fighting for the top one, which is going to be very hard in the four playoffs. So hopefully we're in with a shout in and around there when the season finishes, whenever that'll be.
And we should add as well, the other thing that we've not really covered off is the fact that we are starting to see crowds back. Obviously, certain parts of the country that might differ as things progress. But how good is that as well, that you're playing to an audience, essentially, not just on the internet?
Well, it makes a massive difference to the players. It really does, to know that they're getting well supported, especially the home advantage with the crowd behind them. So, yeah, I just hope that we can get more people through the gates, because maintaining survival for the clubs like us is the most important thing out there. But yes, as I say, there might be a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and I hope it is for all clubs concerned. You can look at Droylsden, who fell by the wayside. Very unfortunate, and we just hope that there's not many more clubs like that. And we hope just that we'll get more and more crowds through the gate.
Chris Wales, their manager at Dunstan, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. We'll be returning to the North West Division later in the show, as we'll be joined by Workington AFC's manager Danny Granger. But it's now time to head over to the South East Division. And current league leaders, Belper Town, sitting top of the tree, having won four of their first five games. And on Friday afternoon, to judge the mood at the Derbyshire club, I caught up with Belper Town manager Grant Black.
Yeah, it's been, like you say, it's been a good start. We're a long time coming. So we were obviously chomping at a bit. And like you say, you hope to get off to a good start when you've had, a good pre-season. But you're never quite sure. But like I say, luckily we've done that, and hopefully we can keep that run going starting from tomorrow as well.
Let's talk about pre-season then, because it's been I don't think I've said unprecedented actually for a good week or so now. But it's been an unprecedented pre-season. I mean, how challenging has it been for you as a manager to prepare and set objectives and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's been, like you say, it's been really difficult. Obviously, recruiting players were difficult as well, because, usually they know they've got a date that they need to sort of let you know by and make a decision. But a lot of players were kind of hanging themselves on for as long as they could to try and get a better deal. And so that made it difficult, obviously, with players recruiting. Then obviously you get a date that you can start back, but you can only work in small groups. So obviously then you're testing yourself as a coach as well, and your coaching staff have to obviously think a little bit out of the box. So challenging, definitely, yeah. But like you say, a new experience, and we obviously try to enjoy it as much as we can. And like you said, the later we got into pre-season and once the game started, you sort of got, you got your mojo back for it then.
And that enjoyment factor seems to be very apparent when it comes to the results anyway, looking in from afar. you know, that brilliant win over Sutton Coldfield. You're averaging nearly four goals a game at the moment, aren't you? So, I mean, it's been an entertaining start to the season, let's say.
Yeah, like you say, I think there's been a lot of high-scoring games at, you know, Evo stick level. And obviously, looking into, you know, the professional game, there's been, they've set off in a similar sort of fashion. So, there's definitely some, I don't know if the teams are just thinking, you know, let's sort of go for it and see what happens, because we might have to have a break in between and things might stop a little bit. And, you know, so I think some teams are really just sort of take it a bit more relaxed, I suppose, in a way, and sort of going and expressing themselves, because obviously they don't know when it might stop again. So I think that's definitely got a you know, a say in things. And like you say, obviously, it can only be good for fans when they're watching as well. So, yeah, we'll look to continue doing that and obviously try and set up a solid defensive foundation as well. But it's a good start for us. We've just got to look to try and keep that going.
Yes, and when it comes to, you know, the fans and that kind of thing, they've got a big role to play tomorrow, because this is huge, even you know, a few games into the season. Belper Town taking on the team currently sitting second, Worksop Town. I mean, how's preparations gone for this game?
Yeah, well, I mean, both teams have had good preparation. I think, you know, Worksop won 5-1 Tuesday, we won 7-1. So preparation's gone well, I suppose, for both games. We didn't pick any injuries up for Tuesday. And obviously, we know a lot about Worksop and their management team and a lot of their players. And we know what strengths they've got, which, you know, they've got a lot of them. So we've got to be, we've got to be right where we've been so far. And obviously a little bit more, I think, to get some out of game from, what I've said from start is I think anybody who finishes above Worksop this season will probably win league. So we know what a tough test it's going to be tomorrow, and like I say, hopefully we can put a good show on and sort of see where it takes us come quarter five.
You know, you've got Stocksbridge coming up as well away on Tuesday night, and this is what it's about, isn't it? It's just good to be playing football given the circumstances elsewhere.
Oh yeah, like you say, I mean it's a release if out from it from sort of the daily chores at work and sort of everything you have to deal with at work and at home, and you know you're constantly sort of looking at COVID, and like I say, I think once you get to football you're concentrating on game and the lads are concentrating on game, so it kind of just takes your mind off it for, you know, just for that hour and a half. And like I say, I've definitely seen a difference in sort of the players and sort of how they're approaching it this season, because I think they realise if they weren't sure how much they needed football in their lives, I think The long break made them realise that, and like say, every time they come now, they're enthusiastic and they're hungry and ready to get going. So if there's any positives to take out of it, I think it's that no longer are people taking football for granted, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And final question really, Grant. I mean, the attendances seem to be heading in the right direction at Belper as well, clocking on for close to an average of 400. What's your message to that home faithful as you head into this vitally important game tomorrow against Worksop?
Yeah, I think, like you say, I think we've followed on from last season. We had unbelievable support in what were a good year last year before lockdown. And obviously, you're always wondering whether that's going to continue after a break like this and whether people feel safe. But I think the club have done everything they can to make that to make it a safe place. And obviously, the fans are coming out in the droves at the minute. And like I say, I think it's a sellout already tomorrow. I think it sold out yesterday. So we just want to keep them coming, and obviously they play a massive part for us to create that atmosphere. And like I say, if we're averaging 4 goals a game, hopefully that'll keep them wanting to come, because they'll be entertained, that's for sure. And hopefully we'll end up with 3 points come end of it as well.
Grant Black there, manager of Belper Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show for the month of September. Let's stick with the South East Division now, and let's talk about the team currently sitting in fourth, just 4 points behind Belper Town with a game in hand. That's Newcastle Town. They've had a great start to the campaign, currently undefeated in the league, played 4, won 2 and drawn 2. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at the Staffordshire club. It's a welcome back to the show to Robin van der Laan.
Yeah, it's been a really good start. You know, we've been quite solid at the back and creating chances, so which is a very good combination, of course. So we're very happy with how things have gone, yes.
Has that been your target this year with regards to, because like you touched upon there, I mean, it's played for 4 goals scored, only 2 conceded, so it's a tight ship you're running in this early gambit of the year.
Yeah, it's been coming for a while. You know, obviously team shape is always important, and you know, being difficult to beat is always a good foundation. We've always created quite a few chances than we did last year, but we tightened up at the back, and you know, that's helped in getting us these decent results. And you know, we could sort of count ourselves a bit unfortunate not to have more points on the board. You know, first game against Sheffield, we've created about 15 chances and missed a penalty and ended up with 0-0. So, you know, you're taking another couple of points from that. It looks a really healthy sort of situation.
I was going to say that as well as those tight games, though, you've got like the last league game against Wishbeach, which was seat of your pants stuff, I'm going to suggest, and very nervy at times. I mean, what was that game like, that 3-2 away win?
Yeah, it was a difficult game, of course, because, you know, they haven't started the best, and they, you know, they set back, and it's a different game trying to break teams down when they're sitting a little bit deeper and just make it very difficult for them to break down. And, you know, we sort of had probably our worst hour of football, the first hour of the season. And then, you know, that when they scored, we woke up, and in the end, we could have scored 6 or 7 in the last half hour. So it's a learning curve. They've got a young group, and sometimes they've got to learn different situations and how to deal with it. And especially when you've had a good start, people are looking at you a little bit differently.
It's been a good start for yourselves, but it's been a good start for the Staffordshire teams more generally. We've got Neil coming on shortly from Leek, and we had Scott on last week from Kidsgrove. All three of you are there in the player positions. Is this meeting your expectations, you as a Newcastle boss, that you know you were going to be up there at this stage?
Well, we were a little bit ahead of where we sort of thought we were going to be. You know, we've got this 5-year plan. We just started year three. And we started with a very, very young team. And now these young boys are now, you know, having 60, 70 games under the belt. So they're now maturing together. And that has helped us a lot. You know, we've got very good, talented players at the club. And we've been enjoying working with them on the training ground. And they're taking things on board. They're wanting to learn. And we've got good energy. We've got good speed. We've got good talent in the group. And now we added that resilience to it. So, yeah, we were expecting to be in the top half this year, you know, with the group of players we have, and just maybe one eye on the playoffs, depending on, you know, certain results when you're sneaking wins, when you're having a draw in the last few minutes, if you can sneak a few wins that way, and suddenly a good run can get you somewhere close.
Yes, absolutely. And when it comes to, you know, where we are at the moment, I said to you off air, it's great. It's great to be talking about football, isn't it? And you know, we're plodding through the fixtures. But how challenging is it at the moment to be, you know, a manager of a non-league football club, given, you know, the pre-season behind closed doors and the uncertainty of fixtures and that kind of thing? I mean, how challenging has it been to build a squad and develop a strategy the way you have done?
Yeah, in all fairness, we have been pretty unaffected, apart from, you know, the uncertainty of when can we start and how long is pre-season going to be, because we started quite early, once a week before we kicked in 3 times a week with about 6 weeks to go when we start getting a bit more of a definite date of when we're going to start. So for us, pre-season and the build-up, and it's been pretty straightforward. The club's handled in lockdown really well. We continue to play our players that were on the contract, and you know, we've taken that hit, but we are on a well-run club, and you know, we don't set up high budgets and then cut the budget halfway through. We've never done that as a club, and we never will do that. So it's a well-run club, and we've been pretty much unaffected that way. Obviously, not having the revenue from crowds and pre-season games is always a painful one, but we've managed to come through that okay.
And crowds return to Newcastle Town now, and they'll be in good voice tomorrow afternoon. And it's a tough game, this one, isn't it, against Carlton? And then that's followed up on Tuesday night with an away trip to Chasetown. So games coming thick and fast now. I mean, what's your take on this these next couple of games?
Yeah, it's obviously a difficult game. Carlton just come off the back of a 4-0 and a 3-0 win, so they'll be full of confidence after a start with 2 defeats, I believe. So they've had a good recent run of results. We're confident as always. We feel that we could beat anyone in this league on any given day. So I'm expecting another competitive game and some decent football to be played at times as well. So. Difficult. The same with the Tuesday game. I've watched Chasetown play against Marcus Drayton. sort of last week, and you know, it'd be good to get an insight of them. They're pretty local as well, so we know quite a bit about them already, and you know, I'm sure they know quite a lot about us as well. So we know that they're a good team. They've got good players in their side, and it's a game that can go either way.
Robin van der Laan there, manager of Newcastle Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show for the month of September. We'll be returning to Staffordshire and the South East section of the Northern Premier League in a second, as we'll be joined by Neil Baker, manager at Leek Town. But let's have one last look at the North West Division, and let's go to the team currently sitting in fourth in that division, and that's Workington AFC. Currently undefeated, having won two of their first five games. And for more on the Cumbrians, on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Danny Granger. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us, and a very good week for your team. Has put yourselves back in towards the top end of the table, 1 point off top spot. How's the start to the season been?
First of all, thanks for having us back, and I hope everyone's keeping well. Obviously, great to be back, first and foremost. Hope everyone's obviously stayed safe through these times. But as you say, nice to be up and around the top end of the table again. Nice to be back playing football again. So I'm happy with how we've done. We're five games unbeaten, played some tough teams, some very good teams, and some teams obviously that were at the above end of the table last year that have improved massively. So no, look, I'm happy with how we've started. We've had a big injury list of 6-7 players each game, so the squad's held up really well, and I'm happy with the results we've picked up so far.
I mean, the only defeat that I can remember was it Radcliffe in the FA Cup, and you gave them a run for the money.
Yeah, Radcliffe was the only game we've lost so far, and to be honest with you, I was disappointed with that result that night. We 3-1 up with 20 minutes to go. We lose a man and end up losing it 5-3. It was one of them nights they scored three or four really good goals. But as they've shown, they're a very, very good team. They went and beat South Shields on Tuesday night. And so we've got to take positives out of that as well. I think they were the teams we should be playing this year in my eyes. We should have been promoted last year, but obviously with everything that happened, it wasn't meant to be. But again, I think obviously when we played higher opposition in pre-season and things, we've done held a good account of ourselves, and that's where our target is for the end of this season as well.
Now, when I asked this question to other managers, there's not as big a caveat like you touched upon there as saying we were doing quite well up at the top end of the table when lockdown happened. I mean, how's pre-season been for yourselves, and not just preparing for the season but picking it back up again?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think if teams are honest enough that they'll say that we should have been promoted. I think obviously Ramsbottom had two or three games in hand. We were 10 points clear with seven to go. I think we had to lose four of our last seven, and we lost four all season. So look, in my eyes, we were there to be champions, and that was the real disappointment. And that's not taking anything away from anyone else. In my eyes, and anybody I've spoken to regarding that has all said the same. So look, we're disappointed. We had a good chat during the off season regarding it. It hurt the players, but we said we can't use that as an excuse for not doing it this year. We've got to make sure that we dust ourselves down. We didn't make many changes through the summer, brought in two or three really good players and strengthened us again. So we're there to be shot at. Other teams have gone out and spent quite a bit of money to obviously bring their squads up, and this year I think the league will be even tighter this year, so we have to make sure that we run our game. There's some really good teams out there, and in the likes of Marsk and Clitheroe, Marine, Ramsbottom. And then obviously you look at Colne as well, who have got first defeat in the midweek was against us. So look, there's going to be a lot of teams there this year. In my eyes, I thought there was only probably two or three last year. I think this year you're looking at probably seven or eight that can go and chase as a pack.
And is that kind of helpful in a way as well? Because obviously because of relegation and that kind of thing, Workington, it's a big fish. Let's put it that way. Whereas now it's one of many big fishes, essentially, given the competition this year.
Yeah, I think obviously when you look at the league last year, in my eyes, it was probably only ourselves, probably Ramsbottom and Marine who were the ones that were fighting for it. I know there was Pontefract had a good run, but I didn't think that they would keep sustain that, and they did start to drop off. But again, this year you look at it and there's many teams that are there, and even the teams that you look at, Pickerings and Kendalls, who were down at the bottom last year, they've picked up points already, and they'll keep doing that this year. I think there's a lot of young managers in the league that are trying to make their stamp on it, so it'll make for an exciting league. And again, I think there's, when you look at it, there's probably not a lot of difference between us and the next division up. I can't imagine our teams that get promoted this year that'll go in there and get relegated straight away.
And when it comes to the competition, obviously you take each game as it comes and all that, but there's a big game looming, isn't there, against Ramsbottom in a couple of weeks' time. Before that, you've obviously got Mosley tomorrow. So that's what it's about, though. We go back to the start of this interview. It's good to be talking about football, and you wouldn't have it any other way, these big games coming up.
No, we've got quite a big run coming up, to be honest with you. We've got, obviously, Mosley tomorrow. Then we go to Pontefract in the trophy, and then we've got a run of games of Mask, Ramsbottom and Clitheroe all in, you know, a three of a four-game batch. So we've got a big run coming up, and I'm delighted to say that I should be welcoming back some of my injuries and getting back towards a full-strength squad if things go right. So, look, we're looking forward to it. These are the types of games you want to be involved in, and obviously, like you say, it's just great to be talking about football and not the other things at the moment.
Yes, absolutely. One thing that is good to see as well is fans back in the stadium and that kind of thing. I mean, how important are they going to be, even if there is a cap? They've still got a role to play in games, especially with the likes of Mosley and that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you look at the fans coming back in and the campaign that's going on at the moment, I think obviously it's... for me, I look at it and I think that it can be done in a safe environment. And I think obviously we're quite lucky that we're very well supported. We're getting our 400 in every week, and that's something that obviously we need to keep going. It needs to keep happening to be able to keep the clubs alive. And I do worry for teams higher up in the pyramid that aren't having these fans in, and especially when I look at other things that are happening in regards like cinemas and pubs and restaurants and things like that. I'm shocked that you can't go and do it in an open air environment and in a safe way. Every club we've been to so far at non-league has been a fantastic way of doing it. It's been safe. Every fan's been nothing but positivity coming back from it. So why can't we do it higher up the pyramid and make sure that the non-league game and also the football league doesn't suffer?
And final question, really, Danny. I mean, what's your message to that home faithful for tomorrow's match? Because, like I said, they're going to be needed, because it is going to be very, very competitive this season.
Yeah, I think obviously the fans know what I think of them. I have very good dialogue and very good relationship with our fans, and we often talk after the game and things like that, but they know what we need from them, and we get supported every week. I think the support we took down to Colne on a wet Tuesday night shows what our fans are about, and not many at this standard will be taking that many on a Saturday, never mind a Tuesday night. So we just need them to keep giving us the backing that they give us week in, week out, and we'll try and keep putting on a show like we do.
Danny Granger there, manager of Workington AFC, joining us here on the Step 4 show. Now, just before we go, let's head back to the South East Division and to Staffordshire and to the team sitting fifth in the league table as we go to air. That's Leeds Town, having played 4, won 2, lost 1 and drawn 1. They're currently 5 points off the league leaders with a game in hand. And to judge the mood at the Staffordshire club on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. It's Neil Baker. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations firstly on that fantastic result midweek against Market Drayton Town, a result which sees you into the playoff positions early doors. But what do you make of the start to the season for Leek?
Indifferent, I have to say. We've not hit a really good level by any means just yet. We've been up and down, speaking to a lot of managers in the league who say the same. Why this is, I can't put my finger on it, but we'll keep working, we'll keep going, and hopefully hit the heights that we want to hit.
I was going to say that, and there might be an element to this of, we were speaking to Grant Black earlier, and he was talking about this, we're into the season now, and everyone's just enjoying it, I suppose, and that gives you some kind of, there's not really a consistent pattern to play
no.
And that kind of thing. I mean, how's pre-season been at Leek? Because you had the added disadvantage, really, of you know, having a really successful season last year being cut short, so... How have you managed to pick up the squad?
We haven't changed a great deal, so that's not a good thing. I wanted to freshen it up a little bit and bring two or three signings in that we're gonna strengthen us. I haven't been able to do that because of the teams in the league above. You know, there's some local teams too, as like Stafford, Nantwich, and Buxton. It's very difficult to improve what we've got, so we stuck pretty much with what we've got. We're still looking to add to that. We were training quite early then. Once the rules had changed and I could get six in at a time, we were straight into it and were just working on a Saturday. And then as soon as we got a start date, we went to three times a week. But it has been a lot different. It's not ideal. It's something we've got to put up with and something we've got to get on with.
And with regards to that recruitment side of things, I mean, when I spoke to the managers at Nantwich and Stafford and Buxton and the like, you know, they've got a similar problem in the fact that they were waiting on the National League to decide what they were doing, to see what players were coming off top table when it comes to non-league and that kind of thing. So are you done now recruitment, or are you still looking to freshen things up as we head towards the winter months?
Yeah, I think the recruitment is, you know, it's relevant at all levels. We're all waiting for the teams above us to move players on. No, we certainly haven't finished. I think any manager will tell you the same. They're always looking. Recruitment never does stop. You're always trying to improve on what you've got. And we will. We'll do our best and try and improve on what we've got. In the meantime, we'll carry on working with the players that we've got.
It is early days in the season. I think I'm very safe in saying that. But, you know, when you look at the competition, Stamford's right behind you, as they pretty much were all the way through last year. But, you know, you've got the likes of Belpoof stepped up, Worksop Town have really improved, as of Ilkeston, and we could throw Newcastle and Kidsgrove into the mix as well, your near neighbours in Staffordshire. I mean, it's going to be one hell of a competition this year. I mean, what's your thoughts on it?
There's certainly not going to be two teams up there running away with it like it possibly was last year. Probably haven't mentioned our visitors tomorrow, Cleethorpes, or another side. But there's some strong outfits. It's definitely going to be a tougher league. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's how it should be. You know, you want tough games week in and week out. So, yeah, the competition's going to be fiercer. We look forward to that. We want games every week that are going to test us.
Well, you mentioned your next opponents, and this certainly is going to be a test, Cleethorpes Town. The other thing we should say is as well, crowds are back, which is great to see. Obviously, they are capped, but they've got a role to play tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, we benefited, like most clubs at our level, with the league clubs not playing. You know, we've got Stoke and Port Vale very close to us. Nobody's allowed to go and watch them, so we found they're coming to watch us. The only thing with that, Ben, is that we get a lot of neutrals at the games. You know, we're nearly sold out every game. But there's a lot of neutrals and they don't quite get behind you. They come to watch a game of football rather than support League Town. So it's been probably a little bit more muted than normal at our own games.
Oh, well, in that regard then, Neil, I mean, what's your message to home support tomorrow? Because, like you say, I mean, Cleethorpes Town, obviously they're towards the bottom end of the table at the moment, but I don't think they'll be there for long. So what's your message to the home support tomorrow heading into this game?
We're grateful to have you. You know, the more the merrier. As I say, we've been sold out for most games and we'll certainly need that support tomorrow because, as you say, they might not be figuring as well as they would like to, but they're a dangerous team. They've got good players and you can take it from me. We won't be underestimating them.
Neil Baker there, manager of Leek Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And that's it for this month's edition of the Step 4 show. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend, to cheer on your Northern Premier League Step 4 side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.